earth, and sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. In this 11-minute podcast, world-renowned climber Steph Davis talks about more than just her experiences scaling the world's highest places. She relates her need to balance spiritual growth with achievement, what she does when she bumps up against her limits, and how she knows what's true in the world. Here's Earth and Sky's Jorge Salazar with Steph Davis.
Steph, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Thanks.
What inspired you in the first place to want to become a climber?
It was a really spontaneous thing. I was a musician my whole life. Since the age of 3, I was practicing piano and pretty serious about it. And I came from a very academic background. So when I was in my freshman year of college, I didn't know a thing about outdoor sports or climbing or anything, and someone just took me out rock climbing for the day, and to me it was this whole new world that I didn't know existed, and suddenly that was the direction I wanted to go in.
What achievement in your life is most important to you as a person?
I spend a lot of time thinking about life and kind of a spiritual path, and for me at this time in life, part of what I'm doing as a climber is I'm really trying to learn about a good way of living. So I kind of struggle with questions like that because sometimes I even feel like this idea of achievement almost is something that's putting me in the wrong direction from trying to learn how to be a better person and live more simply and in tune with the natural world and things like that. So it's kind of a loaded question in some ways.
I appreciate your addressing it that way because maybe to people who are listening and who aren't rock climbers, they might see the entire thing that you do as a string of achievements. Would you like to maybe speak a little bit more to that?
Yeah, I see it that way too. And that's actually why I wrote this book, because I do feel that for myself, there is a struggle between that sense of maybe the culture that I was brought up in is very achievement-based. And for a long time, I didn't question that. And I thought that that was the way to be, just to kind of, you know, go faster, go harder, do better, achieve. But in the last several years, I've really been questioning that. And that affects my attitude toward climbing and what I'm trying to get out of it. And in many ways, I see climbing as it can be a very useful thing, trying to find the spiritual path. But it can also take you on some detours because it is easy to see it that way as, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But in other ways, it can allow you to get free of those things.
Tell me a little bit more about your book, High Infatuation, A Climber's Guide to Loving Gravity. Is it just for climbers? What's in it for everyone there?
Yeah, I hope it's not just for climbers. It was hard for me to know that, since I am a climber, if it was going to be interesting or accessible to others. And I have heard from other people who don't climb that they've really enjoyed it and that to them it makes no difference that it's written by a climber. It's something they can really get into. The climbing, it's almost like a canvas for all of these other things that I'm trying to figure out in life and that I wanted to write about friendships and travel and this thought process of trying to learn more about what's going on the inside a little bit.
May I ask you a philosophical question? How do you know what's true in the world?
I don't know what's true in the world, and that's what I'm always trying to figure out, actually. It's a great question because that's what I'm always trying to figure out, you know, what is reality? Is reality this thing that I think it is that's right in my eyes, or is it something really different than that? And climbing is an interesting avenue for looking at some of those questions because a lot of experiences that you have as a climber sometimes really push the boundaries of what reality seemed like it was. One example might be just the physical experience that you can have as a climber when you go to do a climb and things build up and kind of grow into more than they were supposed to, and you find yourself really at the end of your rope physically thinking there's no way I can do anymore, but yet you have to because you have to survive, and then you find that you are doing more than your body seemed like it should be able to do. And so that's just one small example of a direct experience that reality isn't always what it seemed like initially.
That reminds me of something I believe I read that you describe about being at the end of your rope and that feeling when that happens.
Yeah, well, it can be funny because going up on and this would be more talking about a very long climb, you know, maybe you're going to go climb something 3,000 feet tall. And so you start the climb and you're all fresh and rested and all of your things are clean and organized and everything's great. But you always have to know in your mind that things can go really wrong and you can find yourself exhausted or hurt or, you know, everything can become a big mess. And then you're going to have to be able to go further despite the fact that things aren't right. And that's when you have to have some kind of reserves going on. And so it's interesting because you just never really know when you go climbing. It can be this perfect thing and everything runs just right and it's all great. And it can turn into an absolute disaster and you're just struggling and trying to survive. But I think that's a lot like life, which is one reason climbing is so engaging, is because it's this perfect endless metaphor for life all the time.
When have you ever bumped up against your limits? Do you think that you can climb anything, any natural wall or mountain in the world?
Me personally?
Yes.
No, I tend to always have a sort of, I tend to have a little more self-doubt in my approach to climbing. I always think, gosh, I sure hope I can do this, but I don't know. But it is true, you know, with climbing, confidence levels are funny. I think some climbers might have a little too much self-confidence sometimes, and sometimes climbers might not have enough self-confidence. So that's sort of a whole other interesting topic that is fun to think about in yourself.
Could you tell me about one of your experiences out in nature? Could you maybe paint me a picture with some words here? What is some experience that is memorable to you?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many. To me, one of the most important things of being a climber is the opportunity to live in the natural world really intensely. There are many times when I spend months living in a cave, on the side of a rock wall, living in a snow cave. And so it's really, it's a special thing to sleep touching the rock all the time, just to be surrounded by sand and growing things and to be in a place for long enough that you see all the little animals running around and things like that. Maybe this is a more general answer to your question instead of at one single moment, but I really feel that it totally drives home to me that I'm just another natural creature. I think that when I spent more time growing up living in a more man-made environment, I had this feeling that since I was a human, I was going to create and shift and modify the world to suit me. But now, after having spent all these years living in a more natural context, I see that that's not how it works at all. It's that I'm just one more creature, and I have to respond to what the environment is going to give me rather than think, oh, how can I change this environment because I'm not comfortable?
When you're focused on your climbing, do you talk to yourself when you're in a tough spot, or do you ever get to a place of, you know, when you're panicking? What are some of the thoughts that are going on in your mind when things aren't going as you expect?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely... You know, you spend so much time by yourself sometimes when you climb, or even if you're with someone, there are long stretches of time when you're not even talking because maybe you're 200 feet away from each other for the whole day, the distance of a rope. So there's a lot of mental talk that's happening in there, and usually it's very pure. It's almost like it's not really an emergency situation because you hope you're not having an emergency throughout the whole day, but it gets very stripped down to the essentials. You're thinking, what do I need to do to stay safe, to stay comfortable, to stay moving, to keep doing what I'm doing as efficiently as possible? And so it's almost like a lot of the emotion and the personal stuff just goes away when you're directly there in a climbing situation. And the harder the climbing is, the more that's the case. And it becomes very pure what you have to do just to keep it together, to keep moving.
What's next on the path of your climbing career?
Well, for now, I'm always trying to ride this balance between climbing as much as I want to climb, but yet focusing on other important things in life, like relationships and, you know, even just the simple bottom line things like supporting yourself, how much attention to give to things like business, writing. And so it's always this weird kind of juggling act, which is definitely engaging. So that seems like what I'm most thinking about at this time in life.
Is there anything else you'd like to share today with the listeners of Earth and Sky?
Well, I would like to say that I'm glad I'm getting a chance to talk to you because I think natural science is this endlessly fascinating thing. And usually when I go on a climbing expedition, I have a hard time bringing enough books with me because I read really fast and you can only bring a certain number of books with you on a trip. So I always end up going to the bookstore and I pick a little selection and I always get at least one book about natural science because that's so interesting and you can kind of go back and study and find out more about some animals or plants or something like that. So I think it's pretty cool what you're doing with your show.
That was rock climber Steph Davis. Her new book is called High Infatuation, A Climber's Guide to Love and Gravity. This has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.